A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Right on the money. We're running out of money. The average price of a home along the Wasatch Front is now $400,000.
Show me the money.
The money. And now, if you feel it skyrocketed in just the last few years, well, I'd have to say you're right.
Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money, Jerry. You better yell. Show me the money.
In 2017, it was $273,000. In 2018, it was
$315,000. What you gonna do, Jerry?
Show me the money!
Yikes! We're talking about a 40% jump in 4 years.
What?
So this is the angle we want to kind of narrow it down to. If you are a first-time home buyer, how in the world are you going to get into a house? And we want to ask and try to figure out, is there a light? Is there a light somewhere? Like, because there's a tunnel, and it's big, and it's black, and it's dark and scary. And so what do we do?
And nobody's standing in it going,
what you gonna do, Jerry?
Showing you the money. So they tried to deal with this a little bit last year on the Hill. There was a bill trying to address the affordable housing problem, a bill on the Hill. And lawmakers set aside $35 million for 2,300 affordable units and to help 4,000 Utahns with some rental assistance, Dave.
Well, it's $1 million solution to a $1 billion problem.
Mm.
Let's bring on Roger Barris. He's the principal broker and owner of Horizon Realty. He's been in real estate for 23 years. Roger, thank you so much for joining us right now. I'm looking at the housing market right now. Is it out of control?
Well, I mean, I'm a real estate broker, so I'm going to have maybe a different perspective. I don't think it's out of control. I do think it's not fun to be a buyer right now. But
okay.
The real estate market always adjusts over time. I mean, I got my master's degree in this a long time ago, and I remember studying about the real estate cycle, and it ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. You know, we remember 08 about the bubble bursting, but that's not common. Right now, you know, if we look back at 2012, that was probably the low point in our market, and it's climbed. And, you know, when I was studying the real estate cycle, they said, you know, it's a typical 12-year-ish cycle. It's not set in stone, but 2012 was our low. You know, we're still climbing, and there are some outside factors. You know, the interest rate's near an all-time low. If you take a look at last year compared to this year as far as homes on the market, we actually have 61% less people putting their home up for sale right now. And I think the determining factor on that is COVID-19. People are asking themselves, do I really want to sell my house and my workplace? I mean, we're working from home, so, you know, you're not just saying to yourself, I'm going to sell my home. You're saying, well, will this disrupt my career? Because I'm going to have to find a new office sometimes as well if I sell my house.
Roger Barris is a principal broker and owner of Horizon Realty. And Roger, it feels like every time Dave and I talk about the price of homes, it just went up another $5,000 or the average cost or the median housing price along the Wasatch Front. A lot of the things that I look at on the multiple listing service, which is where all the real estate agents, of course, post homes that are for sale, it seems like there's a lot of fixer-uppers, a lot of homes that are listed as, you know, that there's a, for lack of a better term, a bidding war going on, bring your final and best offer by this date. How do first-time home buyers stand a chance in a market like this?
So I'm going to be very honest. It's difficult. It's very difficult. We're finding right now that when people are putting offers in under $450,000, there's anywhere from three to, I mean, I had one that had 17 offers on it last week. So it is difficult to compete, but there are some things you can do to set yourself apart from some of the others. And right now, you know, sellers are looking for how much money do they have down? How much cash do they have in their pocket? How quick will they do the inspection? Will they do the inspection within a few days and make their earnest money go hard? So the answer is it's very difficult. And as a buyer, you're having to ask yourself, how much risk am I willing to put out there? Am I willing to make my earnest money go hard a lot sooner than I'm normally comfortable with?
What kind of role do these really low mortgage rates play in all of this?
It's huge. I mean, right now the interest rates are so low that people, you know, buyers can look at just their monthly payments and not really consider, you know, how much the home is. So, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a cell phone, they try to say, hey, here's how much the monthly payment is. And you don't realize your iPhone just went up in price, you know. It's the same kind of thing here with the interest rates being so low. People are looking at, I've got such a low interest rate, I've got more buying power, and the actual sales price doesn't make them as nervous as it used to.
But it should, right?
Yeah, well, depends on your perspective. I mean, I'm a real estate broker. I've bought two properties in the last 4 months as investments, and I've kept them. I didn't flip them, and I plan on keeping them for a long time. So I personally think that the market's going to continue to go up, and we've got a lot of people from California and other states coming in. Utah's amazing. So I think it's going to be a strong market for quite a while. I personally don't see it climbing this fast for, you know, a lot longer, but I think we live in a great state, and the property values are going to be strong for a long time.
Some of the estimates that I've read in terms of increased property values over the next year could be as high as 10% along the Wasatch Front. I'm curious, Roger, take us off the Wasatch Front for about the next 60 seconds or so. Are there any good deals at all to be had if, and say you want to go farther north or maybe to Tooele or farther south to Nephi?
That's a great question. So if you use Salt Lake as kind of the epicenter and go out from there, yes, you know, the further north and south you go and west, you're going to get, you know, better prices. If you were to go to, say, Layton or Orem or Provo, those markets are pretty similar. You'll get about a 2,000 square foot home, three bedroom, two bath. If you want to go further north to Ogden, you'll get above 2,000 square feet, an extra bedroom, probably four bedrooms, two and a half baths. If you want to go west from there, or west of Salt Lake, even out to Tooele, in Tooele right now, for $400,000, you can get about a 3,000 square foot home, five bedrooms, three baths. So it really does depend, like, how far from Salt Lake do I want to go? And the further north and west seems to be where the better prices are.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the honesty.
You bet. My pleasure.
And it's not easy. It's not easy to tell first-time home buyers that your chances of getting into that house are pretty slim.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
We just got off the phone with a real estate expert, been in the business 23 years. Says, homes are Yeah, quite frankly, if you're young and trying to buy a new home, first-time home buyer, it's going to be problematic. Interest rates are very low. He had one home day that had 17 offers on it.
Yeah, 17 offers. And one of the wild things right now, when we talk about home ownership, is this crazy balance of trying to figure out what can I afford month to month and what can I afford overall, right? Because interest rates are so low right now, 2%, 2.5%. I know my father-in-law, I think his first home was somewhere around 13%. That's what his first loan was. And now we're looking at 2%. So you can afford a much bigger house, or a much more expensive house, because your monthly payment is going to be so low. And I think that's why you've seen so many people refinance.
Well, let's turn the discussion to new homes and new home builds. The price of lumber, Dave's done all the research on this. He's getting his master's degree in the price of lumber. Dave, you told me it's doubled in the past year.
Astounding. And I listened to this this story from the Wall Street Journal, and they gave the reason for these soaring lumber prices.
Lumber sales normally slow in the winter, but not this year. The pandemic building boom is alive and well in 2021. It's never cost more to buy the kind of wood used for walls, fences, and cabinets.
And one of the reasons it's become so difficult, obviously during COVID, you have some issues with the mills themselves, okay? According to the Wall Street Journal, the reason it jumped so quickly is the lumber mills closed down.
Okay.
Right? Like everyone closed down.
So supply went away.
And then they thought it was going to stay kind of closed down or locked down. They thought that, you know what, people are losing jobs, so they're not going to be building new homes. What they didn't anticipate was that millions of Americans being locked away in their homes with nothing to do would look around their homes and say, you know what, I could redo my kitchen, or I could redo my bathroom,
yeah,
or maybe I'll get to that home renovation.
It's like you looked into my soul. Do you remember what I did during August when we were several months into the pandemic and I started looking around my house and I realized that 1970s bathroom that I've been getting ready in every single morning probably needed a redo. And I gutted it. I don't know that I needed a lot of lumber. I'm trying to think back. I didn't see a lot of lumber coming into the Dujanovic home.
Yeah, you weren't adding a home. You were just, retiling and, adding a new cabinet or something, right?
But in home, apparently that was very popular. 40% jump in demand, according to a year ago. Is that demand just for lumber?
Bathrooms.
Bathrooms
Everyone
alone.
Wanted to redo their bathrooms.
What?
Yeah,
they're copying me.
Yeah, bathrooms and kitchens were top of the list.
And that's because bathrooms probably add a little bit of value to, not as much as a kitchen, but bathrooms probably add a little bit of value. And you know what? It makes it easier to get ready in the morning.
These projects, and they really came as a surprise to the lumber mills. And that's why they were already dealing with the shortage. They just weren't expecting everybody to try to, renovate a space or maybe create a new home office. So many of us, myself included, kind of went scrambling. When I first got sent home in March, it was where do I broadcast from? Because what I was dealing with was me being home and I had four kids in school trying to do online school.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have an extra room. I didn't have sufficient Wi-Fi. I didn't have the bandwidth. So what I did is I ended up coming over to my mom's house, who lives just a few streets away, fortunately, to broadcast, because that's the only place there was an extra room. Well, so many people didn't have a mom two streets away, so they needed to create or build some sort of home office. And that created a big need for lumber. And lumber has just become extremely expensive. As we said, it's doubled in price over the last year.
And then what did the weather do? The last couple of weeks with all the freezes.
Yes. And this has been going on for a while.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
You're right. I mean, just recently, you look at what's happening in Texas. Remember Mardi Gras down in New Orleans? That thing, that was supposed to be a big old party, right? Not so fast.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a dangerous cold over the next several days.
25 degrees, that's a new record low, breaking a record that was set back in 1963.
Well, these record temperatures, these record lows, really caused a problem with lumber. And lumber specifically coming out of Canada. They were trying to ship lumber out of Canada, but these polar vortexes and freezing temperatures were slowing down all of this distribution. So not only were they dealing with a problem with lumber because the mills shut down, but now once they opened up again, they're having a hard time getting it passed out to everybody. And everybody wants lumber because they want to work on a project.
So if the price of lumber has skyrocketed, demand is high because everybody apparently wants to remodel their bathrooms like Debbie did. The lumber mills had to shut down. So the, obviously then now they're keeping, trying to keep up with the demand. And then you've got existing homes, which were just reported on, are now at $400,000. That's the average home price along the Wasatch Front. And that has gone up from 2017 from $273,000. So I'm sorry if you missed the boat back in 2017, because now it's sailing at $400,000. And I've looked at the MLS. I look at it frequently. Dave, there's a lot of fixer-uppers there. There's a lot of avocado green toilets that probably need to go. There's a lot of grandma pink tile. Sorry, grandma, but my grandma had pink tile in her bathroom. It still exists today in a lot of homes. Love pink. Just, I don't know if it any longer, but it's apparently, it doesn't matter because people are getting into bidding wars. And the real estate agent you invited on the line with us about 10 minutes ago said he had 17 offers on one home alone. And on top of that, there's 61% fewer homes on the market today, which means people are not willing to sell their homes right now than there was last year. Where do you go? Do you stay put? If you're not a first-time home buyer, you're an existing homeowner, do you just stay put? You go first, Dave.
I am so tempted to go.
To go where?
To go somewhere, because this is the problem
Dave's
I'm running into.
Dave's tired of Kaysville.
No, listen, I'd probably move two streets over again. But this is the problem I'm running into, or the temptation, I should say. My house has probably doubled in the past 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Well, the loan that I'm carrying right now and the equity I've gained in it is so tempting and so exciting. So, yeah, when I want to sell it, I could get a premium, but I always have to ask myself or remind myself, well, then what? Then what are you going to do, Dave?
Well, let's remember.
You're going to have to live somewhere.
Remember what Roger told us, the real estate expert you wanted to have on the line with us, and he just called us, that it is a 12-year cycle, and we hit the bottom about 2012, maybe 11, right. 2011, 12. So if it's a 12-year cycle, Dave, I want you to think of it this way. That puts us into 2024. So you have a good 3 more years of continued increased value in your home. And in some cases, I'm reading that's 10 to 11% on average. So for every penny your home is worth, if it goes up 10% a year for the next 3 years, where does that put you in a better position?
Oh,
or if
no
you
question.
Just ditch the thing now and run to buy a bigger home and maybe have, you know, still have a payment, are you any further ahead?
Well, and that's a tough question, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to time the market, which is always difficult. This is one of the things that kind of scares me a little bit, because I think we have fundamentally changed how we go to work. I think we've learned that working from home is viable in many, 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 if not the majority of jobs. So that means I could still work theoretically in California, but live in Kaysville.
Or in Nebraska or Kansas. Great discussion, Dave. Hey, I want to let you know the representative that we booked for 10 o'clock this morning, the sponsor of the transgender sports bill on the Hill. We've rebooked her for lead.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.